the puppets and dollars.
This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. A new movie called No One Knows About Persian Cats has just come out. It is set in Tehran, in the underground music scene there. It's fiction, not a documentary, but it is based on the true story of two real-life young Iranian musicians, Negar and Ash, who are imprisoned for playing their music. The film follows their quest to assemble a band and get fake passports in order to escape to the West. The film ends before we know if they manage to get out of Iran, but I am honored now to welcome Negar and Ash to Studio 360. Hello.
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 So you guys are speaking to me from a studio in London, so I guess I should assume that you did manage to escape. How did that go?
Well, it was in 2008 after the shooting the film. We were invited to the festival in Manchester for real, and we left Iran, and we ended up staying here.
When we came out, we didn't think of leaving for good, you know, and escaping. We just came here for a couple of shows and to have a stage to perform on.
So you shot the film in 2007 or 8. How did that go? Did you have to do that secretly, furtively?
Well, yeah, it was late summer 2008 in September. We met Bahman, and he had this idea of making a film about underground music in Iran. We had to leave in 17 days, and it was a really fast process of shooting a film, and it was really risky in that city. He used a fake permit.
And there was no time for you to think because you had to do the movie and leave.
Right.
There was no time for any other, you know, feelings, I guess.
But this film was the first big step to show the whole world that whatever you see in the media and hear in the media about Iran is absolutely different than the reality happening in Iran. And the majority of people are well-educated, they're well into arts and culture, and they're very up-to-date with the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Were you guys ever arrested for playing music?
Yeah, I was arrested in 2007 when I was playing with my brother's band called Funt in some rock concert outside of Tehran, and it was a self-produced concert that we managed, and we got arrested, and I spent 21 days in prison.
Did you have a trial, or did they just decide, okay, we're going to let him out?
We had to pay like $2,500 fine.
Jesus.
Which we never paid, yeah.
The whole rock and roll idea of being against the man is, which is kind of fake in the West, is obviously very real there.
You see, most of the artists and musicians in Iran are not political. And us, for example, we are not political at all. We're not against anyone, and we're not opposing any ideology, you see. And this is the problem, because nowadays, whatever you do, you're considered a political person. I mean, if I want to put a political tag on my music, that means I'm going to expire in 5 years' time.
Right. No, and I completely understand that, and understand that your songs are not political in any sense. However, even if you're not political, the fact that this government doesn't like musicians like you puts you in a political position.
Yeah, well, they are the losers. We don't lose anything.
Uh-huh.
They're losing to have the beauty of arts and
sure.
music, and they just pass away, and we try to live a life thinking about peace and beauty.
Right.
And we want to just share a message around the world, and they are the people who lose the game.
Let's listen to one of your songs called Human Jungle. That's Human Jungle by Take It Easy Hospital. If If I'd heard that and know nothing, I wouldn't have said, oh, an Iranian band. I think I probably would have said, oh, that's a British band I've never heard of. Well, I wonder what kind of music you guys listened to growing up.
Well, back in the 90s, I remember that we didn't have access to CDs and MP3s or internet. So we would really wait for a long time to receive some tapes coming outside of Iran. And I remember the first time I listened to Bleach by Nirvana when I was like
10,
11, 12. Yeah. And before that, I remember my dad used to listen to Genesis a lot in home.
How perfect.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of Genesis because of that. And after I listened to Bleach by Nirvana, I started to think different, and I just grabbed the guitar and started to play music. And eventually, after we had internet inside Iran, we started to download stuff because we never could buy stuff, and that's how we managed to find different styles.
Has there been Iranian music that has influenced the kind of music you play?
Iranian music. I would say Iranian old poetry really influences.
Yeah.
Because it's a music within the poetry in Iran, especially Omar Khayyam.
Mm-hmm.
He has a very musical ideology of life, and he doesn't live for yesterday and tomorrow. He only lives the moment, and that's what we are. We are momentists.
There's a new phrase.
And sometimes people ask us, okay, why don't you sing in Persian? And why don't you want to bring Persian culture to the whole world? And I would say that to bring one culture to another country, it doesn't always necessarily come with the language. And it can be various things like the melodies, like the the scale of your songs and all those things. It doesn't necessarily have to be the Persian language that brings the culture.
You are, in addition to being momentists, you are globalists, I guess. But and you sing mostly in perfect English, but there's a track called Me and You that's in Persian, in the Farsi language. I want to play a little bit of it and then talk to you about it. ستمت کرد من جهید زد تو دلم با تو نصیبه ما قمت کرد قمت کرد تو زمینی و من بارون تو بهاری و من شبنم تو همیشه خنده رو باش تو بسوز ریشه یه قم بازمت مدیدم و تو ترسم شه رسیدم ولی میوه جسمت با تو دست خون مچیدم. That is Me and You by Take It Easy Hospital. And despite my complete ignorance of the language, I really like that song. And I want to know more what it's about. What are the lyrics saying?
Well, that's a very old folk song from south side of Iran. But we did it in a different way for the first time. It's like the indie rock tune. It's a bit of a love song, but it really relates with our situation in Iran, with our home. And it says, what I did to you, that you're hurting me and you're against me. And that's what we feel about our country sometimes, that what we did against you, that that we have to feel this dark life in Iran.
And then it says all that's left from you in my heart is sadness. Means you've caused me sadness. And Ash, help me here.
It says when I see you again I'm gonna be good to you and friendly and very positive about you, but I know that you're gonna be against me again.
The last few years, there has been this official ban on quote, Western and decadent music. What does that mean? What counts as Western and decadent? Everything you do?
Basically, beats, the drum beats, or the speed of the songs, or the basic idea of rock and roll that makes you move, that makes you have a good time. That's what they're trying to filter and censor, the sharing, the happiness, the positive side of music.
I want to ask each of you, is there a single thing, no matter how banal or tiny, that you miss most about Iran?
I miss the food a lot, really.
And you, Ash?
I think the food and the street language in Iran, really. The way we used to talk with friends and make jokes really fast and very clever.
I wanna walk with you down the foggy streets to the land of evergreen.
Is there an Iranian community in London that you're being part of?
Well, in London, everyone's really busy. Yeah, there's a big Iranian community, but everyone's like students, they're working. And in big city life, you don't get to know people that much. But we have good Iranian friends and some musicians as well that we meet. And that's really good to stay connected.
I want a tree on a porch and a swing.
Is it more pleasant to be living in London than Tehran?
You can't say that, okay, which one's better and now I'm happier here or not. It's you always give up and you get something else.
Well, you know, to be honest, in here we can do music faster and on time and very perfect. But in Iran we used to do music with adventure.
Yeah,
and with the reality, you know, so it's a balance,
right,
you know, that is kept.
Right.
And in here is the market side and the fashion side that you never have in Iran. Okay, so in Iran you concentrate on the feelings and the senses behind your music. I feel that wherever we lay our head, we feel that we are on this planet, and then we feel really relaxed. I remember when I was in prison, I was really making myself busy with thinking about like all other people in the prison, talking to people. In every different moment, you have to shape yourself with the moment in time.
Ash and Nigar, I want to thank you very, very, very much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
And good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So, every day will be today, and tomorrow is no fear.
The movie No One Knows About Persian Cats opens in New York this weekend and across the country all spring.